My life before Christ. I was born in Omaha, Nebraska, in a broken home. At the age of 7, my parents were divorced. I lived with my mom, and we moved all over the place. And I had a sister who was 5.5 years younger. She was 1.5 when my parents divorced. We were in Dodge City, Kansas when they divorced. My now ex-stepfather was introduced into my life very quickly, and I did not like him at all. I grew up feeling very homesick because when I would get to see my dad, I missed my mom, and when I was at my mom's, I missed my dad, and they would exchange... When they would exchange me every other weekend, they fought. And even to the point of hitting each other in front of me. When I was with my father, it was very sad because it was depression on the weekends. But he would take us to church for the short time of that period in my life before we were moved away from him. I do believe that he was a believer. He became a believer after the divorce, and he was had some very mixed up theologies, but nevertheless, he did love Jesus and knew that he was a sinner. And he took us to a Baptist church for that short time, and during that brief time of my life, it was about 7 or 8, powerful seeds of the gospel were planted in my heart. Sometime we moved to Nebraska after that, and that began a roller coaster of many more moves back and from Nebraska to Iowa to all over the place. We moved about every year of my life growing up. I was never in a school for more than a year. And then finally in the 8th grade, we moved to Bolingbrook, Illinois, and my ex-stepdad came with us who hated me, and I hated him. We lived in the same house and didn't talk at all, except for when there was complete arguing and strife. And from 10 years old on, I did not see my dad anymore. Never saw him again in my childhood. My mom was a struggling single parent, and there was no child support, and I began working at a very early age. And I lived a very wicked life, even from the earliest age. The word says a child left to himself brings shame to his mother, and I was that child because I had no guidance from my parents. My mom was trying to do her best, but she was just busy trying to provide a home and food for us. I grew up always trying to prove to myself that I was worthy in everything. I wanted to look good and prove that I was special to someone, not knowing at that moment that someone that I really needed was the Lord. My heart was very wicked. I cannot stress that enough. And in high school, I was very rebellious. It's amazing that I'm even alive. I can tell you that time and time again in my life. But God preserved me through it all for his purposes. I graduated early from high school and went to college on a theater scholarship. I was an acting major. It was more and more trying to prove myself there. I started delving into idolatrous worship of New Age gods that my theater professor introduced me to. And I remember laying in bed one night praying, whoever God is, I don't really know if it's this one or that one or whatever, but whoever God is, I really want to know the real one, who you are. Would you show yourself to me? And I knew the sincerity in my heart that I really, really wanted to know the truth. Before I graduated college, my life just plunged deeper and deeper into sin. And I prefer not to go into all those things, but it was desperate. And I had a friend from high school who was trying to help me to get out of that life. And she kept praying for me, and she put sermons into my hands so that I could hear the sermons. At the time, I was working for an insurance company, union insurance company, where I had to go into homes all over the Chicago area. And so I'd be driving everywhere, and she had these sermons that I could sit and listen to. And I was so desperate that I did them, and it was a blessing. It started really Lord working in my heart. And she helped me get out of a desperate situation that I was addicted to. And I started attending New Song Church in Bolingbrook in 1995. And one night, I'm sorry, this is how I came to know Christ. When I left that desperate situation, I laid on the floor of my mom's house, and I confessed to the Lord that I had wrecked my life and had tried to do things my way, and I had been terribly wrong and sinful, and I asked the Lord to come into my heart and take over my life and make it his own. And that was all, the only way that I even was led out of that was hearing those sermons, hearing the gospel preached. But in going to the church and just to continue hearing sermons, I wanted to make sure it was official. So I did confess my sins to the group that I was with and everything, and just wanted to make sure that the Lord and I were right. I was right before him by knowing that he had died for my sins and forgiven me, and that he was preparing a place in heaven for me. My friend kept giving me sermons, but she never actually gave me a clear presentation of the gospel. And so how important it is for us to express the gospel to everyone around us. My life since I came to know Christ, after I came to Christ, I really wanted to tell the good news to my mom and my sister. I did not want to go to heaven without them. And by the Lord's kindness, my sister did come to know Christ at New Song, and then years later, my mother put her faith in Christ. And in 1996, on January 20th, my birthday, I met my future husband. I knew that he was the type of man, a Christian man, that I wanted to be around, although I didn't really think he was a possibility at all. It didn't really cross my mind, because he was going to go be a zoologist in Indianapolis, so it just kind of bypassed. But nevertheless, we kept staying in touch as friends, etc., and I knew that he was just the one that I really wanted, so I prayed and prayed and prayed to the Lord before we were ever dating that he would make him my husband, and God was very kind. Philippians 3:13-14 says, "One thing I do, forgetting what lies behind," and I have to constantly look at my life. I struggle with wanting to do a good job and prove myself in my own strength. I'm sinful, and I have to constantly surrender everything to the Lord. He has to teach me how to surrender all the time, and I think that characterizes my life is surrender. Philippians 4:6-7 is one of the first verses I ever memorized. "Do not be anxious in anything, but by everything in prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. He took away my heart of stone and gave me a heart of obedience." That was not me. I was addicted not only to my sinfulness, but the fears that had been part of my life, that had been living in. And I had to take God's hand and let him lead me out of that. Psalm 40 is the other people also referenced. "God led me straight out of the pit, and I am the wretch that the song Amazing Grace is about." Romans 7:15 says, "For I do not understand my own actions. I do the thing I hate, and that which I should do, I do not do." And, while I struggle with that, I know that, God is sanctifying me all the way to the day he calls me home. And I very much look forward to heaven. God gave me the gift to repent and believe. It's completely a gift. I have nothing to boast other than in Christ. My confession of Christ. Jesus Christ is my Lord, my Father of eternity. He's my shepherd. And Bob is the one person in the world who God has given me to just trust. It's a testimony to God's grace. And Psalm 103, I memorized early in my Christian walk. And verses 10 through 13 describe God's tender mercies to me. He overlooked my sins, which were great and deep, and he's paid it all. I think that's it. And I would just say also that God really did preserve my life. There's so many times that I should have. It's amazing that it's just amazing that I made it to adulthood. So he was very good.